gotten really late. I really won't keep it. I won't keep it more than 5-7 minutes. If I can have somebody in the back to flag me when it turns to 5-7 minutes. I've prepared to speak a little bit more about the complexities of home care. Today's environment, it's getting tough and tougher every day. There are challenges, new challenges. Insurance companies are getting smarter. And the consumers, the patients, deal with a lot of issues and tricks and gimmicks that they try to put in front of them. What I'd like to share with you is just the concept, since we don't have too much time. So I'll share with you the concept of how Medicaid and New York home care services work. Once you get the concept, you'll understand as to why you're dealing with so many issues with them. The way New York Medicaid works over the last few years is short-term services you can get from Medicaid, a couple of hours a week, not much, not what this kind of clientele needs. The only way to get long-term or continuous 24-hour care is by something called a managed long-term care, a Medicaid plan that's paid for by Medicaid. It's an insurance plan. Medicaid pays for it, and they are required to provide whatever the patient needs. The problem is, they get paid a fixed amount, a flat amount. Let's assume it's about $4,000 a month. Sometimes it covers enough of what the patient needs. Sometimes it doesn't cover not even a fraction of what they need. That's the problem you're dealing with. When you're requesting an insurance company to pay for 24 hours of care, and they're losing between $75,000 a year to $175,000 a year just on your care. That will answer a lot of the questions as to how come I'm having such a hard time getting hours approved? How come they keep on sending a nurse to reevaluate to see if they can cut hours down? Whatever is happening is predominantly driven by the finances that they've been squeezed. The only protection the consumer has is the rules and regulations. And in order for you to get what you need, in order for the patient to get what they need to be a smart consumer, know how to talk back to a case manager, know what your rights are, what are the words they don't want to hear. And when they deal with an educated consumer, they will not take a risk of jeopardizing their license or having a negative outcome that the Department of Health doesn't want them to have. Those are the only protections that you have as consumers for making sure that your patient or your family member gets what they need. That's the general concept of what's happening in New York. It's a constant tug of war. Insurance company trying to keep the costs down. They have plenty of tricks in their toolbox. I learn new ones every day. They teach it to us. And the consumers, who are most of the time not in the healthcare industry, and are lost. These are the questions that Mrs. Horowitz deals with on a daily basis. These are the phone calls I get from my patients and their families. And to educate yourself on your case specifics is the best way for you to fight back against them and get what your patient needs, what your family member needs. That's on the insurance side. I'll just take another 2 minutes to outline the complexities that we're dealing with within the home care agencies ourselves. So the insurance company will evaluate, provide the hours, and give an authorization to a company like I own, which is called Elite Home Healthcare. They'll give us the authorization. They'll say you can get 7 days a week, 6 hours, 7 days a week, 24 hours. Believe it or not, 3 days a week, 4 hours. Anything like that would be an authorization, and we would have the obligation to go out there and staff with the home health aide, staff the case with the appropriate hours that the insurance company authorized. Now, there have been some overtime rules that changed. October 2015, the Supreme Court ruled that home health aides are now required to get paid overtime just like any other worker in the workforce. That means time and a half of the regular pay. What that does is that home health aides, who used to love to work 60, 70, 80 hours, are now being forced to work just 40 hours or 42 hours at most when they're required to work on patients that have dementia and are used to their certain caregivers. You know, this would upset the whole apple cart by having a new home outlet come once and another new home outlet come again. It's becoming a lot harder because of the finances. Agencies are required to pay time and a half, which equates to more than what agencies are getting reimbursed. So that's the continuous tug of war that you're having. You're having problems from the insurance companies. You're also having problems from the agencies who are not getting reimbursed adequately to provide above 40 hours, above the overtime, which is something that the clientele with dementia needs badly. They don't want to have that turnover and continuous another aide and another aide come. Sometimes we have to split the case with 4 or 5 different aides throughout the week. Those are the challenges we deal with, but as a company, we're savvy enough to work around it. It's the consumer who has to deal with it. One last point I want to touch on, which is a phone call I get very often. Do you have home health aides that are trained in dementia? That's an excellent question. The problem is, you've been here for a little over an hour now, and you've heard a lot of good things about how to treat and how to interact with patients with dementia. As you were listening to this, you were always internalizing the scenarios that you have at home. So you were taking the rules or techniques that were taught to you, and you're envisioning it in the way you've dealt with it, or the patients you're going to be dealing with. The problem is, we do training. We train our home health aides about it, and we talk to them, similar to what Matt has spoken to you about. The problem is, every patient is different. And they internalize that to what they've seen in the past. And when they walk into a new scenario, they're not professionals. And they can't apply those techniques to this new scenario. The concepts they have, but every one of you have a different scenario at home. And these home health aides may very well have been in 4, 5, 6 different cases and have gotten routinized into the 1 or 2 techniques that have worked for them. And now when we're asking them to apply them to a new patient, that's not going to work. Now they're going to start forcing that technique on them. I've seen that happen very often. They'll force that technique onto the patient again and again. And in my experience, believe it or not, having somebody that has been trained and worked for a few years in dementia care has backfired. I always recommend people take somebody that's new, somebody that hasn't gotten routinized in certain techniques that have worked for others but may not work for you. Try one, try another one, and another one. It's painful to go through 1 or 2 or 3, and it confuses the patient and the family and all that. But at the end of the day, you may be lucky to get it at the first shot, but more often than not, you'll have to go through a few of them. When you go through a few of them and find the right one, you won't have to deal with untraining them into habits and techniques that have worked for others. It's an honest recommendation that I've given to many patients, and it's worked very well in a lot of different scenarios. I would have elaborated more, it's really late. I thank you all for coming and listening. If you have any specific questions, I'm here to answer them. I'm here.
You're talking about the Medicaid. Is there anything through Medicare where you get any financial help, or would you be able to look at
that? So Medicare pays for home health care services. Medicare will only pay for something called episodic. Patient had a fall. There's been a new diagnosis. Something episodic happened. Medicare will go in and pay a home health care agency a fixed amount for a short period of time. After the nurse and therapist or whatever or not they need to do case manage, there's usually between 3 weeks to 4 weeks of 2 to 3 hours, 4 or 5 days a week, 4 days a week, nothing much. It's short term and short term only. Thank you.